I was at home. I heard a knock on the door, and I went to open the door. There's a man standing there, because there's no street lights, hadn't been pulled on at the time. I said, yes. He said, well, aren't you going to let me in? No. And I stood there with my mouth open, I think. I'm not sure. But that's how it happened. And I didn't even let him in when I said, George, you're not going to go. I was cuddling him on the doorstep. He put his arm around me and says, come on, then they let me in. Dad came out and said, what's going on here? You know how dads talk, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, my two little sisters, I mean, one was, what, Pam was being about 15 or 16. Sonia would only be about, she was younger than Pam, she'd only been about 8, if that, you know. And she didn't even know him, of course. Sonia did. Yeah.
When Jackie talks about her life, her face lights up. She's had a pretty incredible one. She was raised in England and came out to Australia with her husband after the Second World War. They were married young, about 18, maybe, as the war was breaking out. The story you just heard was of her seeing her young husband after 2 years of being separated by the war. She really liked this story, and it's a good one. She'd often repeat that he went to war a boy and came back a man, which is why she didn't recognise him. She married this young boy, and 2 years later, this soldier turns up at her doorstep. It would be pretty full-on. Jackie loved London and going to the Albert Hall with her father as a child. She's a pretty positive person. Well, that's how I've known her to be. And it's amazing to think that someone with her spirit lived through a war at such a young age.
So he never let you forget it?
No. Especially if he'd been out with the boys, like, and he'd come home and he'd had a few drinks, like, and he used to get very, very joyful and, you know, wanted to cuddle and wanted his boy. He was like a little baby. Give me a kiss. Oh, give me a cuddle, like, you know. No, you're a naughty boy. I could say that to him too. Yeah.
Sounds like he had a really nice relationship.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were times when I got really angry with him. Especially if there was something in the garden I wanted shifted and he'd, oh, I haven't got time now. I don't feel like doing it now. And I used to pick up something and say, go on, do it! Not really, I didn't go like that. I just made a noise and sulked.
Did that work?
Oh, afterwards, yeah. Probably the problem the next day.
This has been Jackie with her memory archive.